his fulfillment. The bliss of self-realization is infinite. A person who revels in that state of bliss remains absolutely fulfilled. The greatest happiness that the world can provide cannot enhance his bliss, nor can the deepest sorrow diminish it. That state of supreme fulfillment is inconceivable. It cannot be captured in words. Reveling in absolute bliss within, the self-realized remains wholly satiated, fulfilled. He requires nothing, aspires for nothing, no physical pleasure, no emotional joy, no intellectual satisfaction can augment his state of supreme bliss. Alexander the Great, Emperor of Greece, came to India. He had a desire to meet one such sage. He was led to the bank of River Indus. He found a sage lying on the ground, basking in the sunlight, bare-bodied, barefooted. The emperor was thrilled at the sight of the holy man. He requested the sage to accompany him to his country, offered him wealth, power, pleasure for acceding to his request. The sage smiled at him. He told him that he had everything. He was everything. He was everywhere and did not need anything, nor wish to go anywhere. Alexander insisted that he accede to his request. The sage laughed at his immaturity. The emperor felt insulted. Acting impulsively, he imprisoned the sage. The wiser counselors warned the emperor of the consequence of such a sacrilegious act. Alexander took the advice. He realized the seriousness of his offense. He went up to the prison. There was the man relaxed, gazing at the sunbeam coming from an opening above. The emperor sought the good man's pardon and beseeched him to accept a boon. The sage reiterated that he required nothing. Now the emperor reverentially pleaded with him to accept it just to satisfy his conscience. The sage was impressed at his devotion. He complied, "In that case, dear king, please take a step aside and let the sunbeam fall on my eyes."